love from the center of who you are. Don't fake it. I like it, but I want to hear it again. Love from the center of who you are. Don't fake it. You see, your life will be filled with a deep joy and a deep peace. Now, it's not easy, right? If it were easy, everybody would be doing it, right? If it were easy, everybody would be here on Sunday morning. We'd have to have three churches, right? God never promised it would be easy, did He? No. Because of sin, we humans tend to choose the easiest route, to stay home in bed, to do something else, right? Whatever it is in your life that's calling you. All of us have it. It's back there, didn't it? That little voice, oh, why don't we just one time, let's just do this instead, right? When we spend time with God in prayer, in conversation with God, in fellowship with God, we will experience God in our life and a spiritual peace in our life. We will see God in the world around us where before we would have missed it. Now think about that. You will see God's presence in your world right where you are. Why? God is already there, folks. It's just that we don't open ourselves up to what God is offering us. It's like that ship sitting in the headwaters of the Amazon River. They didn't realize they were floating on pure water that they could drink and survive. That's the way we are. We are surrounded by God's presence everywhere we go. And prayer taps that for us. And that just pours into our life. We gain a power in our faith and a joy in our spiritual life. We can sense God's presence and it transforms us, folks. I want you to hear that. Prayer opens our lives up to God and we can truly experience God in our lives and God's will and our will work at becoming one when we do that. It's at this point where we can open our lives to God and begin to see our finances and other issues in our life from a different perspective. We begin to understand other people whose lives are open to God. And we look at them sometimes and we think, oh, I'd love to be like them. Well, they didn't snap their fingers. I can't do it, so I have to move my nose. They didn't twinkle their nose, right? It probably took them years to get where they are. Let's pray. Gracious God, we give you thanks and praise for this day. We thank you, Lord, for all that you do for us. We thank you, God, for this space. We thank you, God, for the people that fill it. We give you praise for those who want to be here but are traveling, God. We thank you for those listening to the service on our internet and radio. We just give you praise that they are willing to open up their lives to your word, God. Today, right now, at this very moment, God, we really need you. The world is so strong. That psyche that they build into us from our earliest years is so strong, God. We need your help. Whatever it takes, God, give us the strength and the power and the courage to overcome that. Help us live in your fresh water, in your Holy Spirit. Help us tap those waters, God. Help our lives open up and just pour your Spirit into us. And in Jesus' name, we can be the vessels that heal others. We love you, God. In Jesus' name, amen.